etiquette and social customs the Nigerian way in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Sunday Oshit, and I'm originally from Nigeria. I'm currently a graduate student at the University of Iowa, so I live in Iowa City. Nigeria is on the western coast of Africa. I grew up in the rural area. I was born in a very small village in north central Nigeria, in a state that is called Plateau State. My parents were farmers. I was one of those who had the opportunity to go to school early in the family. At the age of 10, I was actually walking 5 miles to school every day and back. And then I had the opportunity to go to high school and attended the University of Jos. Very interesting thing about our culture is the fact that when you sit down and you're eating in the evening as children, the elders are also sitting down beside you. We don't sit on tables. There are rocks around. You sit down, you put the food in the center, and all of you eat. When the elders finish their food, they never eat all the food. They leave some and give to the young children to finish. It's unethical in my tradition for an elder to eat all the food and not give the child any part of the food. It's described as a shepherd's plate. So they're giving you to encourage you so that tomorrow you can go out and look after the cattle again. The most surprising thing for me when I came to Iowa was probably the way people relate to each other, in the sense of the greeting that you greet somebody. You meet somebody for the first time and you think, I know this person now. So the next time you meet the person, you want to say, hello, how are you? How is your family? And he says, hi, and he's walking away already. And you feel like screaming and shouting, hey, I want to greet you. Because to me, I haven't completed the greeting. I was walking in the Memorial Union, washing dishes, and my first summer here. Each time I go in the walk, my supervisor, he would say, hey, do this, do this, do this. So he did that 3 times, and I felt, this is not right. So I went and met him, and I said, listen, I'm sorry. I'm coming from a different culture, and I am not happy because I come in the morning, and what my people would say is, did you know whether I walk up from on my right-hand side or on my left-hand side? Which simply means, do you know what problem I came out with this morning? It's good for you to ask, since you know I have my family. Hey, good morning. It's only going to take it 5 minutes for us to greet. But just that concern you show me, it's going to make me more productive than if you came and you left me grudging and thinking, what have I done? So please, can you take just a minute and greet me every time I come before you start telling me what to do? It helps. I would do anything for you. He responded, that's a waste of time. I said, well, you consider it a waste of time. I consider it inspirational. I consider you motivating me if you do that. So you choose whether you want me to do work for you effectively and because I know that you respect me. So from that day, each time he comes in, he will say, Sunday, good morning. How are you? How is your family today? And we became very good friends before we left. When I came here and I made friends here, back home, if I'm driving to my house friend, I don't have to call him and say, hey, I'm coming to your house. All I need to do is just drive to the house and knock on the door. And if he's not there, his wife would bring out his food and keep on the table, and I'll eat his food. And this funny story that I tell, this is back in Nigeria. I was in my friend's house eating his food. He was in my house eating my food. None of us knew until we got back home, and my wife said, oh, your friend came here. And I'm sure he went home, and his wife said, oh, Sunday was here, and he has eaten your food. That's okay. The fact that I came to his house, he wasn't there. His wife gave me the food, and I ate. He'll be very happy. So there were times I would drive to a friend's house here, and I knock at the door, and he would come and stand on the door and say, what can I do for you? We are friends. I just came to visit you. I came to say hi. And he said, okay. So one of them really got used to me because he knows I wouldn't call. I'm going to knock on his house anytime. And so he got used to it. But those are some of the things that I really miss back home.
Sunday Goshid of Iowa City. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.